From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This year on Juneteenth, the annual holiday commemorating the end of slavery, black cowboys in the South celebrated their own history. Danny MacArthur of the Gulf States Newsroom traveled to northern Mississippi, where riders and their horses spent an evening showing off their skills.
Okay, favorite gate.
16-year-old Kayana Moore holds a rope next to a horse named Buddy in a gravel lot at the Ag Center in Pontotoc.
We're just keeping the tradition going and having fun with it and living our black life.
A crowd of about 100 gathers around the dirt arena inside. Hooves kick up dust near the gates as men and women ride and compete in what's known as classes.
Okay, let's stop and reverse.
It's the first Juneteenth show for a Step Above Horse Club, which is a group of cowboys like Willie Johnson.
You know, I'm just trying to celebrate my heritage, you know, and let it be known.
Dressed in a bright orange shirt is Dre Gorman by his horse, Callie. He says celebrating Juneteenth reminds him of the freedom that comes with riding.
Because when you're riding the horses, you pretty much forget about, you know, all your problems and some of the things you're going through.
It's a way for him to connect with his heritage.
I imagine this how our ancestors felt, you see, when they was let off the plantations and finally to go free.
These horse shows aren't new for North Mississippi. For decades, local black cowboys have been hosting them on a weekly basis for a good chunk of the year. Is a way of building community.
Okay, run and roll, run and walk.
For the Gulf States Newsroom,
run and walk.
I'm Danny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.